The Mama Take Heart podcast with Rabrina Rettle is brought to you by Life Audio and is a part of our Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Welcome to Mama Take Heart, Understanding Your Gen Z Girl. I'm your host, Rabrina Rettle, here to help you be the compassionate, gospel-centered, and influential voice in your girl's life. Let's talk about faith and Gen Z. Last season, I touched on how Gen Z views faith in episode 2, titled A Few Fast Facts About Gen Z. If you haven't had a chance to listen, I encourage you to check it out. However, I'm going to recap a little and then go deeper into the topic. We'll also get a glimpse of how Gen Z faith, how it's shifted since the pandemic. Also, how Gen Z views the Bible's relevancy when it comes to unity, faith, hope, and love, and how Gen Z views evangelism. Barna Group research shows that Gen Z is the most post-Christian generation ever. There's also a study similar in the Pew Research. Atheism is on the rise. 37% say it is impossible to know for sure God is real, and many teens believe truth is relative and unknowable. 58% believe there is no one true religion. They feel believing something makes it real. Those who attend church think that church is more positive than negative, and 82% of those say church is a place to find meaningful answers to life, and that the church is relative to their lives. Half of them say that the church seems to reject scientific research, and 36% see people at church as hypocritical, and one quarter say the church is not a safe place to express doubts. 17% say church seems too much like an exclusive club, while 77% of those who attend church feel that they can be themselves at church. And a smattering believes that church is overprotective of teenagers. As far as the importance of church, only 20% of Gen Zers who attend say it's very important, while 64% say it's not personally relative. So how has Gen Z's view shifted since the pandemic? Of those who were connected to their church prior to the pandemic, 43% of Gen Z feel less connected to their church, and they say it's due to the lack of church leaders reaching out to them, specifically those in the 13 to 17 age group feel the least connected since the pandemic. American Bible Society's The State of the Bible is research conducted a fascinating study measuring Bible engagement. And for those of us who live in North America, a few areas of study included scripture engagement, our new normal, hope for those hurting, Gen Z, of course, and being good neighbors. The online study was conducted using a questionnaire that produced 3,354 completed responses from a representative sample of adults 18 and older in all 50 states and D.C., and data collected from 91 Gen Z youth ages 15 to 17. According to the study, 15 to 17-year-olds are less likely to engage in scripture. They're not quite sure if the Bible is relevant to supporting the following. Unity, 29% say they're not quite sure if the Bible is relevant. 29% also say that about hope. 30% say that about love. And 22% say that about faith. They also don't see the Bible as of importance in preserving ideas we say we value, such as democracy. 51%, they're not sure that the Bible is relevant or has an importance in preserving that ideal. And 37% say that about liberty. And another 37% say that about justice. Interesting statistics for sure. The part that gets me is that 15 to 17-year-olds don't identify the Bible's relevance when it comes to love, hope, faith, and unity. Although they don't always show it, our teens are watching and listening to what we do. let's think about our own engagement of Scripture and how we model unity, love, hope, and faith to them and those around us. In our circle and outside of our circles. To read about the full study, you can download it for free by joining the American Bible Society's email list. As always, the link will be in the show notes. For the parts of the Barna study, you can go on their site also and purchase their ebook. That is a good value for the information that's in there. How Gen Z views evangelism. Faith posts on social media versus personal relationships. Although faith posts on social media get some engagement, Gen Z prefers in-person authentic connection and relationships. So TikTok theology and those who want to hashtag make Jesus viral, although there's nothing wrong with that, it doesn't seem to have the same impact as personal relationships. According to an article in Christianity Today, Gen Z would rather listen and ask questions instead of telling others about Jesus. They'd rather have conversations that show that they care about the person, their circumstances, and to try to understand their perspective. To Gen Z, having all the answers, it isn't vital. They don't think it's necessary to quickly counter inconsistencies to a different perspective. Gen Z is skeptical about using established evangelistic techniques. They'd rather have deep conversations to make God real to their friends. Remember, Gen Z is an inclusive generation, and they don't want to polarize people. Now, I have a personal story that fits Gen Z's way of thinking. When I was in the military, I worked in an office setting. I was in my early 20s, and my team of four sat at a large round table with cubicle walls separating us. We could talk to each other through the shared walls, and the woman who sat in the cubicle across from me, Sergeant J, she was a Christian. I was not. Sergeant J was considered to be meek but kind, and she played her Christian music to include gospel and rap music performed by Christians. On her CD player, yes, I'm aging myself. This was before music streaming was the way we listened to music. Well, anyway, sometimes I'd hear the beat of the music drifting over to my side of the cubicle and ask her who she was listening to. I'd be surprised that the music sounded like something that I'd hear on mainstream radio. We'd have a conversation about the artists, and every once in a while, Sergeant J would ask me to join her for lunch, her treat. As a young 20-something, it was rare for me to turn down a free meal, and I liked Sergeant J, so I'd tag along. She'd check in with me to see how work and life as a single woman was going. Her questions weren't too personal, and she listened intently. Sergeant J shared stories about her work, marriage, and her little boy, and church. She was a member of her church choir, so she'd share with me about the songs they were preparing to sing that Sunday. Inevitably, she'd invite me to church, and I'd decline. On one such occasion, Sergeant J asked me why I was reluctant. My answer was, I didn't feel right going dancing on Friday and Saturday nights, then showing up for church on Sunday, knowing I was going to do the same thing the next Friday or Saturday night. I told her I don't want to be a hypocrite. Sergeant J said something I'll never forget, and it stayed with me. Jesus will take you right where you are. Even though it struck a chord with me, I never went to church with Sergeant J. Fast forward 10 years later, no longer working in that office or living in that state, I accepted the gift of grace, Jesus as my Savior. I tell you that story because some of us want immediate results. We want to see the seed that we have planted take root right away. And in this sense, Gen Z is patient. They don't want to turn their friendships into projects. Gen Z isn't about labels, so they don't feel the need to label sharing the gospel as evangelism. They're more concerned about others experiencing the love of God, listening intently, and talking about their faith in a way that's real and relatable in their lives right now. By the way, I emailed Sergeant J when I came to Christ to thank her for sharing the gospel in a relational way and to tell her I was now her sister in Christ. She was able to see the seed that she sowed in me come to harvest. I didn't know the day that I sent that email was Sergeant J's last day in the military. She replied to me saying that she was retiring and that she had finished her divinity degree. She thanked me for letting her know, and we both praised God for the gift of our exchanged emails. Gen Z is eager to learn, and they want to have non-judgmental conversations, and they want you along with them. So learn what's important to them, but teach them what you know about God and Jesus and who they are. And be willing to allow for questions and uncertainty. That's the way to Gen Z. Here are some sources for research. If you work with youth or even for parents, I would recommend Barna Group's Gen Z Volume 2. It's chock full of information and stats on the state of Gen Z with valuable questions and insights. They put together a section for leaders and a section for parents to ponder and provide ways to connect. The price of the ebook is a great value. Stateofthebible.org is a free resource through the American Bible Society. A video that talks more about the Bible is State of the Bible, The Good Life. A great way to help your Gen Z girl engage with Scripture is through the animation work of Bible Project. They do such a great job of breaking down Scripture. Sometimes in our home, we watch the videos as a devotional, and then we talk about it. How to Life Movement is a youth-led organization whose tagline is equipping young leaders to reach our generation for Jesus. Check out Gen Z, led by Gen Z. They offer digital ministry through Instagram and other platforms, conference events, and discipleship groups. And of course, the article in Christianity Today, I'll also put that link. Here are a few questions to engage your Gen Z girl. Ask your teen how she engages with Scripture. Does she think the Bible is relevant to love, hope, faith, and unity? And what does she think is the best way to talk to others about Jesus? Remember, God is for you and you're not alone. With His Spirit, you are filled with courage and strength of purpose. So don't fret, Mama. Instead, take heart.
Mama Take Heart is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you liked what you just listened to, would you take a second and leave us a rating in your favorite podcast app? It really does help more people like you find our show. This podcast is produced by me, Kelly Givens, and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. You can find more podcasts like this over at lifeaudio.com.
Need more of God's power in your life? I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical tips on how to grow your faith through prayer. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.